Leo Homan participated in a panel discussion on these shocking developments Tuesday night, January 7, with Brandon Howes and Patrick Wood, which you can watch below. Don't be deceived about what is being proposed. Woods must read article on the repackaged North American Union is posted below. Trump regurgitates globalist plan to merge US-Canada-Mexico in North American Union. Oh, and throw in Greenland and Panama for good measure. Well, nobody saw this coming. In one fell swoop, President Trump has just traced out the historic technocracy movement's mystery map of the North American technate. A landmass that stretched from Greenland to just beyond Panama. This far exceeds George W. Bush's failed attempt to create the North American Union in 2005-2006 to merge the US, Mexico, and Canada. Let's review the highlights first. Trump offers to buy Greenland but doesn't rule out force to get it. Trump says that the US is going to reclaim the Panama Canal from the Chinese and Panama, and again, he doesn't rule out force to get it. Trump announced a name change from the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Trump states intent to make Canada into the 51st state. To get some background, you must read my white paper written in 2006, Toward a North American Union. This was written before I discovered historic technocracy and related it to the Trilateral Commission's new international economic order. Now it makes perfect sense. The North American Union under President George W. Bush, George W. Bush, Vincent Fox and Stephen Harper, Wikipedia. The string of events leading up to the three amigos, George Bush, Vicente Fox, Stephen Harper, getting together in 2005, that led to a task force to study the integration. They ultimately issued this statement. The task force proposes the creation by 2010 of a North American community to enhance security, prosperity, and opportunity. We propose a community based on the principle affirmed in the March 2005 joint statement of the three leaders that our security and prosperity are mutually dependent and complementary. Its boundaries will be defined by a common external tariff and an outer security perimeter within which the movement of people, products, and capital will be legal, orderly, and safe. Its goal will be to guarantee a free, secure, just, and prosperous North America. This was predictably the fallout of the North America Free Trade Agreement. That was negotiated by President George H.W. Bush in 1992. Immediately after his inauguration, President Bill Clinton became the champion of NAFTA and orchestrated its passage with a massive executive branch effort. This was a seamless transition because both Clinton and Bush were members of the Trilateral Commission. Trilateral Henry Kissinger promoted the passage of NAFTA in 1993. It will represent the most creative step toward a new world order taken by any group of countries since the end of the Cold War, and the first step toward an even larger vision of a free trade zone for the entire Western Hemisphere. NAFTA is not a conventional trade agreement, but the architecture of a new international system. Quote, in 2003, Trilateral Richard Haass and President of the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, picked up the rhetoric by stating, 10 years after NAFTA, it is obvious that the security and economic futures of Canada, Mexico, and the United States are intimately bound. But there is precious little thinking available as to where the three countries need to be in another 10 years and how to get there. I am excited about the potential of this task force to help fill this void. After the CFR task force issued its approval for continuing with the integration, the three amigos met in Waco, Texas at a summit on March 23, 2005 on the creation of Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, SPPNA. Their joint statement was issued. We, the elected leaders of Canada, Mexico, and the United States, have met in Texas to announce the establishment of the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. We will establish working parties led by our ministers and secretaries that will consult with stakeholders in our respective countries. These working parties will respond to the priorities of our people and our businesses, and will set specific, measurable, and achievable goals. They will outline concrete steps that our governments can take to meet these goals, and set dates that will ensure the continuous achievement of results. Within 90 days, ministers will present their initial report, after which, the working parties will submit 6 monthly reports. Because the partnership will be an ongoing process of cooperation, new items will be added to the work agenda by mutual agreement as circumstances warrant. North America's Super Corridor Coalition, NASCO, NASCO map of proposed North American Union. A telling part of the NOW initiative was NASCO, or North America's Super Corridor Coalition. It sought to establish a unified train-based supply chain between Mexico and Canada, using Kansas City as an inland port to process customs. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The idea was to build a deep water port in Lázaro Cárdenas, Mexico, with express train services up through Texas into Kansas City and then into points into Canada. The corridor was also slated to contain pipelines for water, oil and natural gas as well as high-voltage transmission lines. It would have been one of the largest eminent domain land grabs ever conducted, with the ultimate seizure of 584,000 acres of land held privately, mostly by ranchers and farmers. Thanks to fierce resistance in Texas and Oklahoma, including yours truly, this crackpot scheme was scuttled. The North American Union under President Barack Hussein Obama. 10 years later, President Obama led Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. to create North American Climate, Clean Energy and Environment Partnership. This new partnership was also paired with the 1992 North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, as it liberalizes rules of origin for many products, including steel and agricultural products. Transportation of freight is also addressed by pledging to bring world-class ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel and heavy-duty vehicle standards. The Mystery Map, 1934, of the American Technate. Original map of the North American Technate, circa 1934. I have often mused, publicly and in print, about the map of the American Technate. Contained in the Technocracy study course, written by Scott and Hubbard in 1934. It just appeared with no comments as to how it could be achieved. The technocrats of that day apparently thought that all of those other nations would magically see the wisdom of their scheme to replace all political systems with engineers and scientists. Nevertheless, that was the precursor of all attempts since then to establish a huge superstate of the United States. It would stretch from the North Pole to the equator. Enter Donald, art of the deal, Trump. To everyone's surprise, Trump has just verbalized a grand vision to make America great again by building a superstate that is virtually identical to technocracy's vision from the 1930s. Is this just a coincidence or does it somehow line up with the technocrat cartel that has already laid hands on Trump? There have been four stunning, earth-shaking announcements in rapid succession. Trump offers to buy Greenland but doesn't rule out force to get it. Trump says that the U.S. is going to reclaim the Panama Canal from the Chinese and Panama, and again, he doesn't rule out force to get it. Trump states intent to make Canada into the 51st state. Trump announced a name change from the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Donald Trump Jr. landed in Greenland yesterday, January 7, with Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA and his film crew. Charlie Kirk, far right, with Donald Trump Jr. to the left and other Trump representatives in Greenland. According to the Daily Mail, in a remarkable moment, a reporter asked Trump if could assure he would not use military or economic coercion to take control of the Panama Canal and Greenland. I'm not going to commit to that, Trump said, when asked if he would rule out the use of the military. It might be that you'll have to do something. The Panama Canal is vital to our country. He added, we need Greenland for national security purposes. Quote, news also surfaced that Kevin O'Leary, a Canadian citizen and star of the reality show Shark Tank, recently went to Mar-a-Lago to speak with Trump about merging Canada with the United States. Trump wrote on Truth Social, if Canada merged with the U.S., there would be no tariffs, taxes would go way down, and they would be totally secure from the threat of the Russian and Chinese ships that are constantly surrounding them. Earlier, Trump claimed that Canadians want Canada to become the 51st state. At yesterday's press conference, Trump said, we're going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, which has a beautiful ring. A lot of character. The Gulf of America, what a beautiful name. And it's appropriate, it's appropriate. AP reported that Trump also suggested Sunday that the U.S. is getting ripped off at the Panama Canal. If the principles, both moral and legal, of this magnanimous gesture of giving are not followed, then we will demand that the Panama Canal be returned to the United States of America, in full, quickly and without question, he said. Meanwhile, political pundits like Steve Bannon and Jack Posobiec have already given hearty approval to all the above, proclaiming that Trump is gonna deliver your fortress, Manifest Destiny 2.0. A lot has been said about Manifest Destiny 1.0. From Wikipedia, the above artistic depiction, American Progress, 1872, by John Gast, is an allegorical representation of the modernization of the New West. The goddess Columbia, a personification of the United States, is shown leading civilization westward with the American settlers. She is shown bringing light from east to west, stringing telegraph wire, holding a school book, and highlighting different stages of economic activity and evolving forms of transportation. On the left, indigenous Americans are displaced from their ancestral homeland. In this writer's opinion and all things considered, the technocrat dream of the American technate is coming alive right before our eyes.